everyone. It's the Jasmine Brand, and I have Love and Hip Hop Atlanta's Jocelyn Hernandez. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love your accent. I'm a little jealous.
Wow. People hate my accent. A lot of people say, does she know how to speak? I'm like, look, I'm Puerto Rican. I was raised in Miami, but it's nothing but Spanish in Miami, so I still have a strong accent, and I can't help how I talk.
Okay, so you're Puerto Rican, but you were born and raised from Miami?
I was born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico, and I left Puerto Rico when I was 9 or 10, and I went to Miami, and I was raised in
Miami. And then, so from Miami, how old were you when you moved to Atlanta?
Well, I've been back and forth to Atlanta since I was like 17, and I always had an apartment here back and forth to Miami and Dallas. I always kept a place in Atlanta, though. It's been a while. Ooh, I've been in Atlanta, about 7 or 8 years.
Okay. So just to get started, how has your life changed since the show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
A lot of work. I just have to do a lot of major work. You know, I'm back and forth to the studio every day. I'm always in the studio. I'm always dancing. I'm always doing something. It's just a lot of work. I've never worked this hard before.
Okay. What made you decide to do the reality show?
Well, it was something. It was something that I could do that helped me see myself differently. Like, you know, somebody can tell you how you act, you know, how you act or what you do wrong. But when you look at yourself doing it, it's like, oh, wow, okay, I can change this, I can change that. And it was like more therapy for me. It was, you know, sort of like therapy.
Okay, so a little therapeutic. Did you at all want to be on the show to further your musical career?
That too. You know, Stevie J is my manager. And, of course, you know, I sing and I rap in Spanish. And, you know, it's just, it was something good for me to do, of course. I met a lot of people, and it was a good experience for my career too.
Okay. Now are you an exotic dancer, or are you a dancer now?
No, I used to dance. I stopped dancing when I met Stevie about 6 months ago.
Okay, so were you a dancer?
I started at a young age. I danced when I was 16, on and off till I was 24. And, of course, I had a boyfriend, and I stopped for a few years. So it was on and off a little while. I started at a young age. I raised myself since I was 13, so.
Okay, gotcha. So you raised yourself since you were 13, and you started dancing. Were you in Miami when you started dancing, around 15?
Yes, ma'am. I was in Miami. Yes.
Okay, and so then you came to Atlanta, so you started dancing. So you stopped dancing when you met Stevie J? So is that how you transitioned? Did you already want to be like a musician or an artist? Or did he kind of...
I wanted to be an artist. When I was a little girl, I always loved to, you know, sing, and I loved to dance and stuff like that. And when I met him, before I met him, I wanted to be an artist. But, you know, when you're making fast money in the streets, you don't really think about your future and your life. So it was just like the one that really helped me change the way of thinking. Like, you can do something different, like right now. You don't have to wait. The money's going to come anyways, you know?
Okay, gotcha. Now, we heard a little bit, so we've only seen 2 episodes, so we've heard a little bit of your music. What genre of music would you say your sound is?
Well, you know, I got some reggaeton for my Spanish people, so, and I do a little Spanglish, too. It's just for everybody. Everybody's going to love my music.